Okay, we have a quick item from the Development Committee. Beth?
I'd like to move to extend for 5 minutes to hear those items, Chair.
Okay. Is there a second on that?
I second with the proviso that Lydia Ponce will be heard as well in the Programming Committee.
Is the Program Committee, sir?
We have a very quick item on the Development Committee, and then after
something
on the Programming Committee.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. So there was a motion to extend for 5 minutes. Does that get a second?
I'll second, yes. Chair. Lawrence.
Okay. Are there any objections? Okay. Beth, go ahead.
Thank you. The National Development Task Force has been meeting regularly on the fourth Monday of each month. Pacifica ICFO Anita Sims met with us in October to provide an overview of the current Pacifica debt, to review the various forms of support available from NEDA for our efforts, and to respond to questions. The NDTF has identified a number of potential revenue streams and will be tracking each month to month. Several members have agreed to take to track specific projects and will report back regularly at future meetings. In October, I was asked to chair the NDTF on an ongoing basis and agreed to do so, providing the group was in agreement. The question was put to the October meeting, which approved without objection. The next NDTF meeting is scheduled for Monday, December 27th, 2021 at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 5:30 p.m. Pacific Time, and regularly on the fourth Monday of each month thereafter as posted to KPFTX. For more information, please feel free to contact me, and I've just emailed this report to each of the board members. Thank you.
Okay, any questions? Okay, then let's move on to the report from the Programming Committee.
Oh, good.
Who's making
this? Can I start? May I speak? This is Nancy Saibar Naritomi from the National Programming Committee. I have two motions to present to the PNB. I think you're going to like them. It's what Pacifica was famous for, radical programming. All right, the first motion is from regarding murdered and missing indigenous women programming, originally submitted by KPFK Lydia Ponce. Whereas murderous violence against women, including state violence, has reached epidemic proportions around the world and within the U.S., and whereas the indigenous-led movement for justice for missing, murdered indigenous women, girls, and relatives, MMIWGR, highlighted the connection between exploitive, extractive energy industries and such killings, the disappearance on Turtle Island, continent of North America, and whereas, despite a brief round of criticism over, quote, missing white women syndrome, unquote, in the ongoing corporate media coverage of the disappearance and the murder of Gabby Petito, no corrective measures have been taken by such media to cover the far more numerous disappearances and killings of indigenous women, or to uplift or humanize the victims or survivors of such violence of their efforts or for justice. Therefore, be it resolved that the Pacifica Foundation develop a national programming team that will produce a show for syndication in collaboration with activists working to overcome these serious and deadly social and economic issues rooted in racism, colonialism, genocide, patriarchy, economic exploitation, focusing on the lives and histories of missing and murdered indigenous women and on the struggles of indigenous peoples in the U.S. and around the world to expose and seek justice in such cases, to prevent further such deaths, disappearances, and anti-women, anti-indigenous violence.
Okay. Well, that's a motion. Let's discuss this one first before we go to the other one. Is there any discussion?
I'd like a minute, please, to recognize.
I'd like to be on the SAC too, Chair.
To motivate, just 1 minute.
Sure. Nancy.
This is historical in the promise of delivering much to voices that are missing from the dinner table, from the ceremonies. Okay. That the communities are missing their loved ones, and this has been since 1965. The reason why this is so heavy is because it's marked and plagued with the ecocide and everything that's happening with climate crisis right now. Everything that's happened to and is being done to Earth Mother makes it easier to not report an Indigenous woman found. It's either they're mislabeled or misaccounted for. There is no database in Los Angeles, by the way, for any MMIW. I'm already in sync with a lot of people to do this work. And to motivate it is to answer any questions that you may have about this. And I thank you for your time.
Okay, I thank you. I think this is the kind of programming Pacifica should be doing.
Lawrence, to the stack chair.
Go ahead, Lawrence.
And then Lydia.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
I'd like to thank the programming committee.
Sabrina for the stack, please.
Okay.
I'd like to thank the programming committee and Lydia for pulling our heart out in this work. And it shouldn't be even called work. This is human rights work. And there is precedent. Many of you were on the task force that was created out of my motion in regards to COVID race and democracy. And we have a very viable, very vibrant show, that I'll just name a few people that were on the cause when we were developing the show. Mr. Pinchback, there was, other folks, that were part of, putting this together. This is, something that is way overdue. It's overdue by over 500 years. I am a descendant of the Taino Arawak people, the first contact people of this hemisphere. And, we are still here and we are not going anywhere. So this is programming that is definitely needed, on the national level. And Lydia has done, yeoman's work, in putting together a collage of relatives, that could address and bring this to fruition. So I completely support this motion, and I ask that this be a unanimous vote, as was the COVID race and democracy motion. I ask that this be, okay, just let me, I just ask for a unanimous vote from all board members. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Can somebody correct me as to the stack? I have Lydia and Sabrina. Is that somebody else who was on the stack?
Ron.
Ron? Mr. Chair.
Thomas would like to be on it.
Okay.
The parliamentarian would like to just interrupt for just a second, please, Mr. Chair.
Yes, Mr. Tatum, what is it?
Yeah, it's not very hard to press *9 on your phone. And those people who are phone only call-ins, all they have to do is press *9 on their phones and their hand will go up. And that way Zoom can put the hands in the order that they were raised so that you would see them very easily. So if those phone only people who want to be on the stack, all they have to do is press *9 and their hand will go up. And then the chair will be able to see the order that the hands were raised. Thank you, and that's my interruption.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Tatum. Lydia Brazone, did you want to say something?
I just had some questions because I don't know what point in development. COVID race and democracy is a collective, and they went through growing pains, of course. And during COVID, there were challenges having to do with having editors on time and, of course, some of the remote programming. So I was just wondering if the committee had come up with a pool of people to do this consistently, and was it going to follow the pattern of COVID, race, and democracy, and take a different day every day? And also that traditionally, and I don't think people are clear when they talk about national programming, but in years past, and I doubt that it's been clarified since then or revisited, is that national programming would be three state, depending on the context of what you're talking about, would constitute three of the five stations airing things. So, you know, I think that we can make an effort to do all five. We only have three stations that have program directors, actually, at this juncture. So, so my other question is if the committee has worked with any of the program directors thus far and that sort of thing. Anyway, just more meat on it. In terms of course, this is the kind of programming that we absolutely should have. I support it 100%, and I urge a yes vote on, in principle, on the content of these motions. It's just the execution I'm asking about. Thank you.
I'd like to give two 1.5-minute answer, if I may.
Hold on.
We need
an extension of time.
Chair, may I be recognized to extend time?
How much?
I would say another 7 minutes, Chair.
I think that's getting way too much. We have to
four
go
minutes.
Into,
let's get it
we
done
have to
in
go
four
into
minutes.
Executive session.
Okay, how about 4 minutes, Chair?
Four minutes, we can try to live with that. Can we get a second for 4 minutes?
Make it 5 minutes, make everybody happy.
5 minutes. Okay. Can we get a second for 5 minutes?
I second. Oh, James second. Okay. Thank you, James.
Any objections? Okay. Nancy, did you want to respond quickly to that?
We have not talked to anybody but you people first. But there are activists that are waiting in the wings to talk to nurture this show, and we're talking about in the similar manner as COVID, race, and democracy. Okay, I would like Lydia to let her. She was before me. Let her answer, please.
Yeah, she's the driving force. I think she should answer.
Thank you. Just 30 seconds. We have Native American community members in the four directions that are ready and waiting to provide not just their voice, to know that they offer the gentle stories about these lives. And I'm looking to not fill the complete format of how this is going to go, because I need the expertise from all the programmers that exist already and not reinvent the wheel. But we also want to make sure that there is funding for this and that we make sure that people get paid and we do this in the right way. We can actually do a lot of healing within our own committees and our own spaces. This should bring pride to everyone to doing such a beautiful programming. And I'm leaning on Paulina to help with that translation and other things that I don't know. My learning curve is huge. I'm willing to learn. And I'm willing to leave space open so it breathes life from everyone participating in it. It would be really shitty for me to just plan everything and drive it down people's throats. That's not the way I operate. Thank you.
I think the idea, if I can summarize it, is that we support the project and we'll figure out where to get the resources to make it happen, right?
Yes. I have some funders in line waiting. They're on pause.
Okay. I commend you for your initiative on this.
Mr. Chair, this is Sabrina. I'm on the stack.
I think Ron, I don't know. You were Ron. With, I don't know who was first, but okay. Sabrina.
Anonymous.
I got you.
Chair, the order, Zoom has made the order of the hands.
I don't think they were all on Zoom, but let me see.
Even the phone people, because Sabrina has used that feature.
It's Thomas and then Sabrina, and I guess Ron is next, and then Polina?
Yeah, something like that, because Ron didn't...
Chair, I know Ron Pitchback was before me orally, so I defer to him.
Well, yeah, okay.
You have 2 minutes.
Okay, Ron, go ahead.
Just briefly, the execution is the issue, okay? But I also see an opportunity here, and I'm you know, PFW, we live in a black community around PFW, New York, you know, Houston. A lot of black women are missing. A lot of brown women are missing, you know. Are you saying that you want to focus exclusively on indigenous women, or are you open to considering an approach that these other signal areas can participate and add their own issue, you know, to this mix? You get what I'm saying? I mean,
oh yeah, oh like no, I with much love and respect for my black relatives in regards to missing and murdered as well. The fact that we're in a critical time for environmental issues and climate crisis. To answer your question, this is specifically connecting the life challenges on this planet to the lives that are being taken. A majority of the women missing are near extractive industries like pipelines. There's such a thing, a phenomenon and critical to the story are man camps. They're predominantly non-indigenous employees that are working on these pipelines and mines and extractive industries that grab the women and take them. So we're trying to do two things.
I understand. Sure. You're trying to educate the public. Let me finish.
Right.
But once again, I know that's going to be the question I'm going to get. What about all these black women that are missing? What about all these brown women that are missing?
I can answer that.
I'm just saying none are more important than the other.
No, I hear you and I respect what you're saying. What I'm trying to respond with is that's building the bridge and the narrative of our the oppressive system. And yes, we can extend it. This particular program should be and has to be MMIW, because the second part of the motion goes to those, it's the second motion that's not going to be heard tonight. Indigenous people reporting on environmental issues, because these are all unceded lands. It means no disrespect and no displacement of black or people of color or relatives. It's not at all. We can build that, but since I'm not black, I can't speak to that and motivate that happens. But we can work together to make sure that's part of the program.
I got you.
Right?
I get you. Yeah. I get you. So I'm going to consult with my program director. And get her thoughts on this motion before I can support it. So the concept is solid, but I do want to run it past my program director.
Okay.
To see what their interpretations are.
Okay.
You know, what they see in this. What opportunity they see in this, okay?
May I speak, Chair? This is Nancy.
Chair, we are
past time. We have other people on the stack and we're running out of
time. We are past time by over a minute, Chair.
Chair, can we exhaust the stack before
Let's
we are
exhaust
going
the
to
stack.
Closer? Thank you, Chair.
Can we extend for 2 minutes, 2.5, 2 minutes so that Sabrina and Thomas could make their statements? Can we get a motion to extend for 2 minutes?
So move. 2 minutes.
Any objection? We need a second.
Second, Chris.
Any objection? Okay. Go ahead, Sabrina.
I've been doing reporting, been doing the show, been doing it about black folks, been doing it about everybody for the past almost 11 years, the last year and a half, almost 2 years, it's been on the climate crisis, which has included everyone. this show seems specific to me in regards to what is happening as far as the disappeared women, as far as the indigenous women around all of these pipelines that are being created and produced and whatnot. So my question is that what exactly is going on? Is that what you want to do, Lydia? You want to have a show in regards to those missing women near those pipelines, where those pipelines are being created and built? Is that what this is about?
We as community need to have this communication and shared stories of the missing and murdered indigenous women locally and globally, because people look at the oceans and think about how it divides us. The oceans actually connect us, and our stories are similar in the femicide and the genocide that's happening globally, including, of course, all of our relatives on the Philippine Islands, Hawaii.
Okay, I'm going to interrupt you because I want to reclaim my time. I'm going to reclaim my time.
Okay.
So the wording, I'm asking to put in a friendly amendment that it includes all women, because when it's a black issue, if we don't include everybody, we're taken down for it. It's got to be a BIPOC thing. We can't say specifically African-American. There's always an issue with that. So with this particular motion, that's what I'm asking for.
Okay,
if you make it women of color that are missing and being raped and murdered globally. So that wording needs to be put into it.
Chair, I can clarify this.
Before I vote yes, that's what I'm asking for. Thank you. That's all.
Okay, we have an amendment being proposed. Does anybody want a second?
Chair.
Hold on. That amendment needs a second. Does somebody want a second?
Chair.
I'll second it, Chris.
Okay.
Chair, we have another motion for black women missing and murdered. We have another motion.
Nancy, you have not been recognized. Okay.
Well, I thought I could help, you know, save time.
We have an amendment and... We don't have time for another stack. So I'll call on Thomas. Thomas, do you want to speak to this amendment?
Well, I guess, I'll touch on it. In my recollection of our discussion of the program committee was, among other things, the realization that there is not a national clearinghouse of indigenous, news, affairs, it's scattered across the continent. One thought was that, a clearinghouse on this issue could be a way for Pacifica to gain heat, to gain, credibility if it's, the go-to, network on this issue. Then again, I see them covering indigenous issues, and the language, provides for that. I see them covering indigenous issues of, urban life, reservation life, all manner of things. For Lydia, this is, critical, and obviously it's a major issue. And so I see this as a way to develop a COVID race democracy style network, cooperative that could produce something akin to a weekly program. But also draw on the networks, and the affiliates, because Lydia has, as she said, both some fundraisers and some programmers lined up. But a program director meeting could shake
time's
the
up,
tree
Thomas.
And get information from all across
time's
the
up.
Networks.
Okay, thank time's you. Up. We're out of time. Basically, as I see it, we can either go to a vote now, and some people are going to be unhappy with whatever the result of the vote, or we can decide to postpone this until the next meeting and give people a chance to work out the differences in the meantime. I'm kind of leaning toward doing that, but I think people would be a lot happier if we did that, but I'll leave it up to the body. Do you want to proceed with a vote now, or does anybody want to?
Yes, I'd like to proceed with a vote, Chair.
Mr. Chair?
Vote on the amendment first.
Out.
Ron?
I just want to encourage my colleagues who have program directors at their stations to share the information with the program directors and get some input from them. That would have made this a much better presentation. That's all.
I agree. Okay, we're going to vote first on the amendment. The amendment is to Sabrina, could you read your amendment again? Sabrina?
Sabrina, you're muted.
I apologize. Yeah, I apologize. The amendment is to, I can't type it in the chat, I'm on my phone. The amendment is to include language that it states clearly and specifically African American women or women of African descent.
Okay. We have no time for discussion. We're just going to go to a vote.
Mr. Chair?
Yeah.
Just point of clarity for that motion is that she just wants to add African American women, not brown, not you know.
I thought you originally said all women of color, didn't you, Sabrina?
Yes, that is correct. I do apologize. Thank you.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay. So that's what we're voting on. Are there any objections to this amendment?
Can I speak to it?
I object. It's okay. About indigenous women, the stewards of the land, unceded land,
okay.
All over the world.
We go to a vote.
Yeah, we had an objection from a black member saying, please, don't
we
put us in the same pot.
Nancy, you have not been recognized. We have to go to a vote immediately. We don't have
Nancy,
any
please.
We're out of time. I'm sorry. Marion, could you please take the role on this amendment?
I will do so. Chris Corey.
Yes.
Votes yes. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Pass.
Passes. Lyndon Foley.
Yes.
Votes yes. Heather Gray.
I'm going to abstain.
Abstains. Julie is absent. Sabrina Jacobs.
Julie is here. Julie is here.
Oh, okay.
Unmute, Julie.
Yeah. I'm going to say yes.
Julie votes yes. Sabrina Jacobs.
Yes.
Yes.
Votes yes. Wally James.
Yes.
Votes yes. Somebody's echoing. Dwayne Lark. Dwayne? Okay.
Dwayne, you're muted.
We'll come back to him. Ali Lexa?
Yes.
Votes yes. Thomas O'Rourke?
Abstain.
Abstains. Lydia Ponce?
No.
Votes no. Whoops, let's try that. Okay. Ron Pinchback?
Yes.
Votes yes. Ralph Pointer? Ralph?
You're muted, Ralph.
Okay.
You're muted, Ralph.
Okay, Ralph.
I get muted every time I speak. I have to hear the amendment again.
The amendment is to add language that this applies to all women of color. You there?
Yes.
You vote yes?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Sandra Rawline. Sandra Rawline, would you unmute, please? Okay, next, Lawrence Reyes.
There's already a motion. The next motion addresses this, so I'm a vote no.
Okay. Let's see, James Sagerton. James? Okay.
Sorry, I was muted. Abstain.
You abstain. Okay. Andrea is not present. Beth Von Gunten.
Abstain.
You abstain. Let's see. Vanessa Dixon Briggs, you passed.
Abstain.
Okay, abstain. Who else has not voted yet? Is Dwayne Lark still on the call?
I am on the call, and I stand up with Indigenous women and vote no. Them have something.
You vote no. Gotcha. Okay, who else? I have not heard from Sandra Rawline. Sandra Rawline? Would somebody rattle her cage, please? Okay, I'm not hearing anything.
Why don't you whistle at her?
I don't see Sandra on the call.
Ah, okay. Okay, so nothing from Sandra. Sean?
Madam Secretary, I change my vote to no, O'Rourke? Abstain to no.
Okay, hang on. That was Thomas O'Rourke?
Yes.
Okay, from abstain to no. Okay, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 yes votes. We have 1, 2, 3, 4 no votes. And we have 1, 2, 3, 4 abstentions. Alex, how do you choose to vote?
I'm going to abstain.
You're going to abstain. Okay. So 8 yes votes and 4 no votes. The amendment carries.
Okay. We now have to vote on the motion as amended. No. Are there any objections to the motion as amended?
I object.
Okay. We have to go through the voting again.
Okay, so this one is the underlying.
Let black women have their own show. Let brown women have their own show. Let the indigenous women have their own show.
Who is that? Oh, thank you.
Okay. So, let's.
Point of order, Chair. Who objected?
I don't really know. Somebody did.
I think it was the indigenous woman, I believe.
No, it was not. It was not.
It was not me.
Okay.
I'm objecting.
It may have been Nancy.
I'm objecting.
Okay.
Nancy can't object.
Oh, Nancy was trying to object. Nancy can't vote. Can we remove Nancy from this meeting?
Lydia objected initially.
Lydia objected.
And I'm objecting too, Jack.
Okay.
I objected to the to the amendment. I did not object to the vote going through for this particular motion.
That's correct.
Okay. So Lawrence is objecting. Oh, okay. Let's go through the vote.
Chris Corey.
Yes.
Votes yes. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
No.
Votes no. Let's see. Lyndon Foley.
Yes.
Votes yes. Heather Gray.
No.
Votes no. Julie, is Julie on the call now?
I am. I'll vote yes.
Votes yes. Sabrina Jacobs.
Abstain.
Abstains. Wally James.
Abstain.
Abstains. Dwayne Lark.
I vote no.
Votes no. Ali Lexa.
Abstain.
Abstains. Thomas O'Rourke.
I vote yes for the main motion. Of course. Thank you.
Lydia Ponce.
What the hell?
Are you voting for the motion as amended, Thomas?
Yes.
Lawrence, please do not speak when it's not your turn.
Okay. Lydia Ponce.
historically, I'm going to vote yes for Crumbs, as usual.
Okay, you vote yes. Ron Pinchback. Ron?
I don't like that characterization, so I'm going to vote no.
Okay, votes no. Ralph Pointer.
Yes.
Votes yes. Sandra Rawline. Sandra's not on the call anymore?
No.
Okay, Lawrence Reyes.
I'm going to follow my relatives and make the statement again. This is Crumbs. Yes.
Votes yes. James Sagerton. James?
Abstain.
Abstains. Andrea is not here. Beth Van Gunten.
Abstain.
Abstains. Okay, Tom is not there, so we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 yes. We have 1, 2, 3, 4 no. And we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 abstentions.
Madam Secretary, I wish to change my vote reluctantly to a yes.
Okay, we will do that. Dwayne Lark votes yes. That makes it 8 yes votes and 1, 2, 3 no votes. Alex, how do you choose to vote?
I vote yes.
Alex votes yes. That makes it 9 yes votes and 3 no votes. The motion carries as amended.
Mr. Chair, this is the parliamentarian.
Yes, John.
Would you remind the members of the board that they are not allowed by Robert's Rules of Order to explain their votes?
That's correct. When you're called upon to vote, you're supposed to say yes, no, or abstain.
That is correct.
You are not supposed to be giving an explanation. The explanations are given during the debate, not during the vote.
Mr. Chair, this is your secretary.
Paulina?
For the purpose of the minutes, I would like to know exactly where the amendment to include all women of color will go in the wording of the motion.
Good question. Sabrina, can you clarify that one?
Wherever it says indigenous women.
Yeah.
So you want to say indigenous women and all women of color?
Yeah, that would be fine. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I think that was kind of the sense of the motion, but.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Just like we have to do. Yep. Thank you, Chair. Appreciate it. Is she still on the call? Is Nancy still on the call? Because I'm hearing this. I don't know if it's crosstalk or what, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Well, we have another motion from the programming committee, but we're actually out of time. I think it's a very...
You can talk real fast.
I think it's a very non-controversial motion. It's basically for national programming on Black History Month in February, which is something we always do anyway. Pacifica is noted for that. But if there's no objection, I don't mind just hearing the motion, and I'm hoping we'll just get a unanimous vote, and then we could adjourn.
There is an objection.
Okay. Nancy, can you read that motion?
Okay. Yeah. In a nutshell, it's going to be 12 hours or maybe 24 hours during February, and we have a collective from all the Black programmers from all 5 stations making a wonderful national programming. Okay. This was presented by KPFA Janine Etter and KPFA Frank Sterling, who's a member of the committee. See, Black History Month National Day of Programming. Whereas, there's a typo, should be whereas, says whereas. Whereas February is known as Black History Month or African American Heritage Month, a month set aside to celebrate the history and achievements of Black excellence in America, whereas America has been facing a racial reckoning with its own history and its ongoing unfair, unequal treatment of people of African descent, as recently highlighted in the cases of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and Ahmaud Arbery, whereas Pacifica's radio's mission is, quote, to contribute to a lasting understanding between nations, races, creeds, and colors, unquote. Therefore, be it resolved that during the month of February 2022, the Pacifica Foundation, in collaboration and consultation between the Amandala Radio Collective at KPFA and the network program directors, produce a national day to be decided of programming 12 to 24 hours, depending on participation, dedicated to Black History Month and produced by the network's Black programmers and allies. This could also be used as a great tool to fundraise for the foundation and or specific stations. Thank you.
Okay.
Now y'all vote for it, please.
Again, we don't really have time for discussion. I think this is fairly non-controversial. The execution of this may be a little...
Here, with all due respect.
Yeah, and this is Lydia. I don't think you... Lydia, I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay.
Star 9. Star 9.
Lydia,
no,
can you...
No, I'm not doing that.
Why not? Because it helps the chair to recognize people in their
no,
order.
No, it won't help the chair. I'm Wait, sorry.
Okay. Lydia, can you speak on this?
Yeah. Okay, so it's kind of the same concept. All of the stations are already working on special programming that I know of that they do every year for this. So there's going to have to be some coordination and again, more dialogue. I'm not clear on this unless it's filling gaps where there isn't special programming. On this is something we've always done. Huge swaths of our archives, Pacifica archives, are dedicated to this. So I don't know. I don't think this was fully developed yet.
Mr. Chair, Ron to the staff.
Yeah. Go ahead, Ron.
Yeah, that's exactly my point. You know, I know PFW. You know, we always do. You know, stuff, you know, for that, you know, for that occasion, for that time. Our program is, you know, always doing that. So my suggestion, once again, is to, you know, rather than us demanding that this happen, why not consult with the program directors? I would like to present this to our program director, you know, to see, you know, if it can, you know, if it fits in with our plans, you know, and so on before I say, yes, you know, and be dogmatic about this. And you also talk about, the proposal also talks about specifically dealing with a certain collective. No problem there, but there are other collectives at other stations that may want to be involved. So, you know, I would suggest talking to the program directors. I would certainly like to present this to ours before, you know, making a decision.
How about this, how about this as a suggestion? Instead of all the specific items in the be it resolved, why don't we just make it something very general? That during the month of February 2022, the Pacifica Foundation will develop special programming to celebrate Black History Month, and leave it up to the individual program directors in consultation with the executive director, exactly how that's going to be implemented.
A chair.
Duane
may I speak about
the stack?
I'm just offering what I think is a friendly amendment. Does somebody want to second that?
May I please, before the chair makes
this
a vote
Lyndon,
on this?
I second it. I second your motion.
Okay. So we have.
This is your secretary. Could you please repeat the proposed amendment?
Change the last paragraph to be it resolved that during the month of February 2022, the Pacifica Foundation develop special programming to celebrate Black History Month. And just leave out all these details about whether it's 12 hours or 24 hours or what collective is going to do this. These are things that could be worked out with the different program directors, I think.
Chair, may I speak to the essence of this motion that I don't think I have conveyed it? This is one time out of February, not even it may be just 12 hours, that all the different Black programmers from all five stations come together. It's very healing. It's very necessary for our foundation to come together. And so at your station, you'll be hearing stories that are from another station. You'll be hearing stories and voices of Black programmers from another station. This is very exciting and very healing. We need to come together. This is not Chair, like one group over another. It is okay, not that
you,
at all.
You have hands up from
again,
board members, Chair.
I have spoken all night. Up. I'd like to be recognized.
You have hands up from other board members, Chair.
Hold on.
Myself. Hold on. Ron Pinchback, Paulina, and Thomas O'Rourke, and Blaine.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, this is the exact reason why they need to use the raise the hand feature. And star 9 is not hard to press.
But okay, I got Ron, and I got Paulina, and I got Thomas.
You didn't get me, Chair. I'm right there. My brown
Mr.
hand.
Mr. Chair, I've already spoken, so take me off the...
So day. Am I not being heard?
Okay, you're
star
not...
9, Lock.
Okay, Dwayne.
The hell
I could
with Star 9.
Okay.
I'm on the phone and I'm driving. Can you just use a little common sense? And when
Dwayne,
I'm asking for the stack and I haven't spoken all night, can I be recognized?
Dwayne, I'm trying to recognize you. Go ahead.
Well, I've been calling.
I'm on the stack and so is Thomas O'Rourke. Go ahead, Dwayne.
I see who's on the stack. Go ahead.
Making too many assumptions about what people can do, but it's also an assumption about what's going on at some of these stations. For instance, KPFT. KPFT has had a consistent management crew, basically no matter who the manager is, ignoring Black programmers who want to do programming. Akua Holt would be here to tell you that's been consistent for the last 15 years. We do need some type of national direction, and you might assume your station got a director. We haven't had a program director in 8-9 years, and we've had 7 managers, and 4 or 5 of them didn't give a damn about Black programming and Black History Month. So we do need some type of direction from the national directing that this is very important. And this motion would do that. Now, it's not, again, it's not telling them how long or whatever to do as you have amended the motion. And I don't really have a problem with that. But you need to know that in Houston, Texas, where 26% of the population exists at KPFT, we haven't had a consistency about Black programming at all in the last 20 years.
Okay. Lawrence, you're next.
Thank you, Chair.
And
so,
then, and Lydia to the stack when possible.
Okay. Thank you, Chair. I'm definitely going to support this motion. The fact is that I'm a descendant of Western African blood, Congolese blood, as is every Puerto Rican that exists in this hemisphere. So I would support this motion. But I want to remind folks that this isn't about watering down anything. This is about highlighting the successes and the achievements of folks that have led the way in a system that has been oppressive, historically oppressive. So I will definitely vote, and I just want to remind people that this nation was built by stolen people and by land that was stolen by indigenous people across every state and every city. Thank you.
Okay. Thomas, you're next.
Don't forget the Irish, Lawrence.
They're my relatives too.
I find it odd that every motion seems to be interpreted as orders. It says in be it resolved in February of the next year that in collaboration and consultation, network programmers, this Amandlik Radio Collective, you know, if no one wants to collaborate, we can't force them to, and we're not trying to. But the force of emotion, you know, sort of puts it on the radar, and the program directors would like to, you know, participate in a, you know, a conference call, one conference call to see if they can coordinate something or steer some programmers to this effort. You know, they should have a right to, and the stations that don't have programmers, program directors, they should be apprised of this and, you know, invite them to begin a national collaboration. I don't see it as anything that needs to be pre-approved. If program directors, GMs choose not to, you know, we can't force them to. And we understand the strain. It's an invitation to be more, conscious and, you know, and unified and solicitous of talents that are underutilized across our network.
Hi.
Thank you.
Okay. Lydia?
Yes. What I was going to say, as executive director, I will hold a meeting that addresses both of this. And you know, there are things that were not raised and we don't have the time to get into it. I would no more insist on the Black Lives Matter show that we have here at KPFK for them to include other than what they have planned to include in Black Lives Matter. And this is speaking to the indigenous motion that was passed. I plan to have a meeting with the general managers and the program directors to see how much of this kind of programming, A, they are already producing, and to report back on additional programming as outlined in these motions. And then after the fact, have them report to report out about what their plans are to include and increase the programming on both of these issues. I know that for Black History Month that they all have plans. That much I know for a fact. But the issue that DeWayne raised is a very important one. To what extent and what does it cover? And it's the same thing with the indigenous motion, is that, yes, everybody throws the indigenous in there as part of the landscape, but it does not go in depth, and most people do not know the gravity and the extent of that plight.
Hi.
So I will take it upon myself, as I should, to address it with the general managers and the program directors, having heard everybody's comments. Thank you.
Okay. I think we got to go to a vote. May I remind you that there is an amendment on the floor? So are there any objections to the amendment?
Yeah, I object.
Nancy, you can object, Nancy.
I know, I'm sorry.
Can you read the amendment, Secretary, please?
Okay, the amendment is just trying to support this in general, Nancy, please mute yourself. And right now it says, be it resolved that during the month of February 2022, the Pacifica Foundation, in collaboration and consultation between the Amandala Radio Collective, and it goes on and on and on about what, you know, specifically needs to be done. I think this is a bit too much to try to impose on our program directors. These may be wonderful ideas, but let them, you know, take them up. Let's just say the amendment is just that the Pacifica Foundation, will provide, special programming throughout Black History Month, and we'll leave the implementation details to the program directors in collaboration with any of these collectives or anybody else. So that's the amendment.
Okay. What your recording secretary has is, be it resolved that during the month of February 2022, the Pacifica Foundation developed special programming to celebrate Black History Month.
That's correct.
Okay. And that is the amendment.
So I'll ask one more time. Are there objections to the amendment?
Yeah, so we cannot hear about Black Panthers
Nancy,
over there in
stop.
Los Angeles.
Nancy, stop,
and
please.
Our Houston Black Panthers cannot be heard at the other
please
state.
Mute.
No,
please
no,
mute.
Please mute.
No, order.
I just chopped it up, Alex.
That's why the program committee is all, you know, to come forth.
Don't go there. Amendments. Don't go there, Mr. Pinchback, please.
Okay, how about just 6 hours? We just come together for 6 hours. How about that? Does that bother you?
Chair, please, order.
Why, drop out of the meeting.
Chair, mute everyone.
Who has the ability to mute her?
Well, there was...
Alex, you need to unmute.
Alex, will you unmute and resume the chair?
Okay, I'm unmuting. Nancy is gone from the meeting.
Okay.
Okay. So, again, are there any objections? If you have an objection, you may have to unmute yourself to make it known.
Could you read the amendment one more time? Develop special programming to
celebrate Black History Month.
Yeah.
That's it. And that replaces between the Amandla Collective and the end of the sentence?
It replaces all those specifics.
All that stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's the section that begins, be it resolved that during the month of February 2022, the Pacifica Foundation developed special programming to celebrate Black History Month, deleting all of the part about in collaboration and consultation and et cetera. Okay?
Okay. So, again, are there any objections? Okay. Hearing none, the motion passes. And
well, wait a minute. That was the amendment.
She's right.
You're right.
Of course.
I jumped the stack. What can I say? Okay, so... We now have to vote on the motion as amended. Are there any objections to the motion as amended? Okay, then that's passed. And we have a problem. We have basically no time.
Lydia's requesting the stack, Chair.
We have a problem. We are out of time. I don't think we're going to be able to do our executive session at all. But let me just ask Arthur and Lydia if there are pressing issues that absolutely need to be discussed in executive session tonight.
Okay, so this is Lydia. There's nothing, no decisions to be made, and I can send what I have to say, which is just an update on the KPFT sale by email to the board. Also, and it's just brief, it's just informational, nothing has to be done. And but I do have a request of the board. The bylaws clearly state if there is a vacancy by an affiliate director that that you go to the next person, and there may not be anybody. So I don't know, but please, as a board, the last thing we need is any things that we overlook. So
okay.
If you can just find out who that is. I sent the sections to the entire board, and as you will recall, we changed the seating of the affiliate director from March of the next year, I guess, until the January meeting when we seat all other directors. And are important things happening between now and then, but I mean, I feel like Alex did that we're at the end of the term or whatever, but we still can't slough off what is
well,
in the
bylaws. Well,
if
that's in the bylaws, I didn't remember that. If that's true, then yes, we should definitely do that.
Yes, okay.
I guess we have to ask the secretary if she could figure out who was the runner-up in the last affiliate election. I don't know.
Right, and so if there is nobody... If there is no one available, then if the board could please pass the motion saying, you know, we looked into it, there's no one available, no one willing to come on, because maybe there is a runner-up, but they don't want to come on during Christmas and whatever. And then, you know, and just have it as a motion as part of our record. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay.
I do have a motion if you want me to read it.
I believe you. If we do find that there is a runner-up, we can just let them know right away.
Correct.
On the other hand, if we find there's no runner-up, we'll just pass a motion at the next meeting.
Correct.
About it.
Chair, this is Sully.
Chair, Lydia had her hand up before Mr. Letzer.
And Allie is after that.
Okay. Lydia?
I would like to have the motion I brought forth on programming for a reconsideration at our next meeting at the top of the agenda.
I second, Lawrence.
Okay, you can't set an agenda for the next meeting, this meeting.
She's just noticing it.
I'm asking for a reconsideration.
She's noticing the reconsideration.
Okay, that's fine. Okay.
May I just speak about the reconsideration?
That one,
if it goes to the next meeting, it's probably better to amend something previously adopted.
Yeah.
Reconsider has to be done at the same meeting.
At the same meeting. That's right.
What John said.
Okay. So, Arthur, is there anything critical that we need to...
Sure, this is Sully.
Hold on, I want to ask Arthur about anything critical in executive session.
I mean, nothing that decisions have to be made of, but we got moved on a 5-day notice to, for Jan Goodman's motion to have herself and her other people installed as the officers of Pacifica. But I can talk about it some other time.
Okay.
December 29th.
Okay. If you hear a female voice as the chair of the Pacifica board at the next meeting, you'll know that they won their motion.
Chair, I thought that was inappropriate. Just saying.
Okay.
It's on for December 29th and.
December 29th. Okay.
Also, there's a trial in a week and a half, John Verniel's effort to be reinstated as executive director for life. He insists he's entitled to stay for life.
Oh, well, the man has a lot of ambition.
He is special.
How long a trial, Arthur, do you anticipate?
Four days.
Ali? Yeah, I'm sorry.
Ali's hand is up.
Yeah, Ali.
Yeah, I believe James Sagerton had an important motion to move into closed session regarding the KPFK union contract.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry, but we're not going to go into closed session. We're out of time. We'll have to...
Can I ask a question of the secretary then?
There is an important issue about the union contract, but we can't discuss it in open session, obviously, but...
Chair, can I ask for an information from the secretary?
Sure.
Paulina, have you managed to get the minutes of the October 28th closed session delivered to the executive director?
October 28th specifically. I believe we had those minutes previously.
At the last meeting last week, Lydia said she was still waiting for those, and that's why she hadn't moved on the motion that was made on that date. October 28th, closed session minutes.
I'll be checking again. Thank you.
Just to be clear, the national board has to approve the contract when we get it. But as soon as I have the minutes, our attorney Warren can forward it to our.
Okay.
Wait. This is Paulina. This is Paulina. No, I think you're referring to the minutes of October 21st. And yes, those minutes were distributed earlier and I resent them again today to the executive director. Those minutes refer to the contract
I'm waiting for.
I sent it to you today again. It had been sent before.
Okay, we're going to have to deal with this at the next meeting, which at this point is scheduled for December 16th.
Yeah, I have a parliamentary inquiry.
I think we need a motion to adjourn.
I have a parliamentary inquiry, Chair. I asked before you asked for the motion to adjourn.
What is your inquiry?
My inquiry is in regards to Lydia's, Ponce's, move for reconsideration.
where does that stand? Is it a motion that needs to be noticed to rescind? That's a parliamentary inquiry I have, Chair.
She's given notice that she wants to amend a previously approved motion.
Right, and she was on the prevailing side, so that's appropriate. Thank you.
It has nothing to do with that. That only has to do with if you want to change a motion at the same meeting.
That's it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chair. And I think you should consider hearing Jane's motion as well.
What?
We are not going into executive session. I'm sorry. It's a quarter. It's 13 minutes before midnight on the East Coast. We're just not going to do it. That's what happens when you keep extending time in open session.
Can we meet this weekend?
No, we don't need to.
We need a motion to adjourn.
No move, Chair.
I'll second.
Okay. Any objections? Good night.
Night, everyone.
Night, everyone.
Good night.
Night.